Portland St. Patrick Catholic, Rapid River, Deckerville, who got a big win in triple overtime against Peck, and Peck is also in that talk. Waldron, Akron Fairgrove is in it. Owen Gage, Battle Creek St. Philip, Bel Air, Epton Junction on Superior Central, also Carsonville Port Sanilac, who got defeated by North Huron last night. Kingston, they lost to Marine City Cardinal Mooney. North Huron with a win over CPS yesterday. Marine City Cardinal Mooney won over Kingston. They're in the playoffs. So that's 15 teams. Now the bottom rung was Engadine and Burrough. Caseville unfortunately didn't have not enough wins. They have yet to seek their first win here. Right. But hey, this is building for the future. A first year into high school eight-man football, and it's just great for them to have a program. Akron Fairgrove themselves, a pretty good season. In fact, their rival, and they kind of, let's just say, not in good terms, left the NCTL. Okay, we've talked about that in, you know, some other sports-funded show, so we got to move on from that, right? They did what they did. They moved on. And the NCTL eight-man league, a little bit tougher than the Mid-Michigan eight-man football league. Akron Fairgrove right now is 6-2 overall. And Owen Gage, we talked about them. They had a big win over Polson. What was the score there? It was a basketball score.
Yeah, I got it right here. It was up there. We had 78-74 Owen Gage wins over Polson.
Wow. And Akron Fairgrove's points forward, 188, only allowing 108. Now, looking at their record, I don't know if you can read that, Mikey. They've had a what has Akron Fairgrove done so far in the season?
So far this season, they had they started off a nice win against New Haven Merritt Academy, 50-12. Their next was a forfeit by Ann Arbor, Eastern, Washtenaw, Multicultural. And then they had two losses, the Owen Gage, Owendale Gage down at 20-12. The next one was Bel Air, is
yep.
that what that says? Yep, Bel Air with 8-48.
Bel Air is a tough team. They play up being
the Bridge and the Bridge Alliance.
Yeah, and you actually seen them, haven't you? I think we did.
Yeah, we did watch some of the coverage. The championship was Rapid River.
All right.
Continue on, North here, or excuse me, New Haven Merritt Academy, 50-0 win. Michigan Flint School of the Deaf, they had a win, 42-8.
That was the first meeting.
Yep. The Owen Gage, Owendale Gagetown win, 22-20.
That was the rubber band matchup, but we actually have a third game that they both could meet again, Owen Gage and Akron Fairgrove in the playoffs. We'll find out on Sunday.
Very much. The Flint Michigan School of the Deaf, that was also another forfeit.
That was last week.
That was last week, and that brings us to today's Caseville matchup.
And Caseville, 0-8 right now. They're hoping for their first win of the season. They've scored 40 points, allowed 382. It's Parents' Day here.
Yeah.
And a lot of players out here with the parents coming onto the field. I don't know if you can hear it. We'll pipe them up for through the mic as best as
Eric
we can.
Eddie. Escorted by Eric Eddy Sr.
So there we go. So Parents' Day here, not night, day.
Parents' Day on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Not sunny and not warm, but it is fall football weather.
We got a little bit of sprinkle right now, too. So we get ready here at about 1 p.m. is scheduled for kickoff. And, Mikey, we're actually on a platform here on the football field. Couldn't get ready in time for the press box. And like I said, they're about $1,000 away from that. And
but we are close to the action.
Yes, we are.
We are right on top of them.
All right. You are listening to WLWW AM 1340. And reason why I'm still rambling, still waiting for this computer to get set up here so I can, you know, play another commercial here.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, hopefully the equipment will cooperate with us on this rainy day. Well, looking at Caseville's record themselves, in week one, they kicked off the season here, Mikey, back in the summer.
They started off, they like we said, no wins yet on the season, so I'll run down the scores. Marine City Cardinal Mooney, a loss of 40-8. And then Peck came in, another loss, 65-0. Or excuse me, 55-0. Kindy North Herring came in, looks to be 46-6. Then we had Kingston, 37-7. St. Joseph Michigan Lutheran is going to be a 49-6 loss.
And I thought that would have been maybe a possible win for them, but it didn't work out.
No, it was close, but they did pull off the win against them. Deckerville came in next week after that, 56-0. Carsonville Port Sanilac was next. And that was a 61-13.
That's the most points they scored in a game.
Yeah, absolutely. So Peck came back for the rematch, and that was a 38-0.
which brings us to today's Akron Fairgrove game.
All right, Akron Fairgrove at Casevale. We're almost approaching kickoff. We're about 10 minutes away here. You're listening to AM 1340 WLEW.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
The Michigan Department of Education recognized Casevale's Elementary School for beating the odds. This recognition elevates Casevale's Elementary School to a reward school position for being in the top 5% of Michigan schools based on student proficiency and improvement. Student success is based on strong positive input from parents, school staff, and community. It's all part of the Casevale Advantage, a great place to live. A great place to learn. A great place to call home.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebewaing is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebewaing, where Chevy runs deep.
Welcome back. G 92 AM 1340 WLEW. Just had the national anthem. And Mike Coffin, just be prepared. We're getting rained on and our internet's